Anyway, what were we talking about before?
Come, I think.
Come. Oh, yeah, I was telling you about how Ryan said we talked too much about come.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Ryan at DemiFiend _ said we talk about come too much, and it made him feel bad. And
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, come. I thought come was a fun thing that people thought was funny.
I thought it was too. You know, my little brother stopped listening to the Monty episode, or didn't finish it, or didn't like it, or something, because we talked about cum too much.
I think that's probably just an excuse, because he didn't want to hear Monty anymore.
Well, that's okay. I understand. I guess.
Yeah. But but that's Monty's signature, though, so it's a little tied in there. I don't know.
Yeah, he's the cum boy.
I just want to provide quality journalism. You know what I mean? Like, I want to offer people, you know, stuff that I think is important as a journalist.
Like, come.
I don't want to make another one of these fucking, what's it called again?
Cereal.
One of these fucking cereals or This American Life. Yeah, fucking, who's the guy who runs This American Life again?
I don't fucking know. Is that Ira Glass?
Yeah, Ira Glass. Ira Glass is afraid to discuss come. His podcasts, in his 10 plus years working in the radio industry, I bet he's covered less than 5% of his stories revolve around cum. And for that, I think that's dishonest, because 95% of my life revolves around cum. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, speak on that.
My own cum. Masturbating.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. Not others' cum. But, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
What I mean?
Yeah, I
well, maybe
you.
I'll...
Comes very important
Maybe
to a lot of people.
Change. Yeah, exactly. So, Ryan, sorry we started our podcast immediately talking about cum. Well, technically we haven't started the podcast, but we're starting it now. Welcome one and all to Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, is my co-host, Alan Black.
Yo.
This is an emotional week in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I've had a lot of emotions, up and downs.
Well, by emotions I mean one emotion, which is sadness. So I guess it was more of an emotion week.
Emotion week.
It's mostly just an emotion, which is sadness. But then again, isn't that? I guess that's most of my weeks. I don't know.
Yeah, kind of. You're kind of living an emotion life.
Yeah, an emotion life. But you know what? An hour a week, I get to have fun with my good friend Alan.
Well, maybe not friend, but.
My business partner, who I'd wish and dream and would love to have as my friend. Still not happening.
Well,
you know, all of our other inside jokes have fallen to the wayside, but I still can't be Alan's friend.
What do you mean by inside jokes? Oh, hold on a second. hold on a second, Russ. Oh, it's me, Froob Guy. I'm here. Did somebody say come?
Froob Guy, you've moved up from Froobs.
If you think about it, Froobs are a lot like cum. They're a hot, sticky liquid that comes out of a tube.
I guess if you consider it the human race of bacteria, then they're both fucking. What's it called again? Probiotic? I don't know. What is that? What am I trying to think here? What am I trying to say? This is why I'm not a dairy researcher.
Oh, research these Froobs.
You know what I am, though? I'm a dairy air researcher.
I'm a dare researcher that I examine boobs.
I thought you said a dare researcher, which is dare.
Oh, no. I'm a dare researcher, like sundere, yandere.
Well, that's warm. Hot and cold. Anyway, go the fuck away, Froob Guy. You fucking piece of shit. Fuck you, you dumb asshole motherfuck, piss shit, idiot, garbage heap, cum lord. I hate you, you fucking dip. Ugh.
He's already gone.
Can I go off on a rant here real quick?
Sure.
All Froob Guy posts on his Facebook wall is Daffy Duck memes.
Oh, what kind of memes? What are the little captions on those memes, Russ? Tell me.
Usually they're just like, don't tell me about my government. I'm a real American.
Shit.
A Daffy Duck one.
Yeah, that's something he would definitely do.
And Froob Guy, I don't know how he feels about Trump, but he's kind of said some weird stuff. Me and Froob Guy have been hanging out a lot lately, much to my chagrin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, all he talks about is the fucking, what is the Dancing with the Stars? He really likes talking about, he makes at least two or three Netflix and chill jokes per conversation.
That sounds pretty cool, actually. And how does he feel about Hotline Bling?
I had to tell him about it. That's how far behind he is.
Oh, he sent me a text earlier. He said, "Hey, what?" Hey, he said, "Let me go ahead and read it." And his, well, hold on. Let me, Ferb guy, would you come back and stop crying, please? Could you read me this text you sent me? Oh, sure. I said, "What if it was Hotline Ferb?"
For a second there, I thought Ernie from Sesame Street was here.
No, he's jerking off in the tub with his rubber ducky.
That's true. Didn't think about that. Hey, Kermit. Oh, wait, that's Fozzie.
Oh, that's Muppets. Oh, I know you love those Muppets, Russ.
Hey, I hate those horny Muppets. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. Sorry, Mom, but I hate the fucking Muppets. I hate everything about them. I hate Skeksis. I hate the fucking,
I thought you liked Skeksis.
Dark Crystal. I kind of do like Skeksis.
Don't you like Labyrinth?
They're fun though? To hate.
You like Labyrinth.
I do kind of like Labyrinth. I do like Labyrinth. Well, Skeksis aren't Labyrinth.
No, but they're not. They're Dark Crystal.
Hoggle the Piss Goblin is.
Mm-hmm.
The original Piss Goblin.
OG Piss Goblin.
Quillheads Talk Shop, personally. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 4, Diamond is Unbreakable. Coming soon to a computer screen near you.
Coming.
Coming. As in, Alan will be jizzing.
As in,
sorry,
I'm gonna,
what's a good rhyme?
As in, whenever I see the Mona Lisa's hands, I could get a boner.
Yeah. Well, I've known a person. You kind of know this person through osmosis about who got off to David Bowie. Well, you can get off to a serial murderer who looks like David Bowie.
That's true. We ought to go find this person and ask and say, "Hey, look at this anime Bowie man. Can you jerk off to him? You jerked off to a
jerked
Bowie
off
song
to
once.
A man jerking off to a hand. He got so horny looking at the Mona Lisa. Spoiler alert. Damn, sorry about that. We can't make part 4 jokes anymore because people are gonna dip in. And I think we're just enticing them right now by talking about jerking off to the Mona Lisa.
Well, let's just talk about the parts of part 4 that nobody ever really talks about. Like, remember when that alien turned into a pair of dice?
Yeah.
Or
Dice Man? Whoa,
what if he turned into the dice? What? Oh, shit. The alien turned into the Dice Man.
Dice ET, unidentified Dice Man object.
Shit.
UDO. Goddamn. UDO. Yu-Gi-Oh. But anyway, that's going to be a lot of fun. I don't know. We'll get there when we get there. It's more, I think people who are into JoJo's are going to like it anyway, so I don't know if we're going to do a Monster Musume-style thing for it, as we did with every week Castle Monster Girls. Nah.
Also, it'll probably be like
for a split second.
It'll probably be like 50 episodes. So,
that's a good point. That's a good point. But man, is it good shit? It's gonna be good shit, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I don't know. David Productions' recent show, this season, the studio that brought us the JoJo's anime, they're making this thing called Asterisk War, which is pretty fucking nightmarish. But as compared to most Magic High School shows, it's less nightmarish. I'm like, who's ever working at the studio has an ounce of heart in them, and that's pretty good.
They're standing proud.
I don't know. They're stand proud. Joel. Anyway. And then I wanted to talk real quick. What actually incited the cum talk earlier? If any, we have an action item this week. Call in to the show. Send us an email.
Make our hotline bling.
Yeah, make our hotline bling. Does Red Stripe beer taste like cum?
Somebody on Twitter
friend
said
of the
it.
Show, yeah, friend of the show, Medotsky, said it tasted like cum. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't really have a basis of knowledge in cum that well. I'm more of a fan of the concept than the taste. I don't know. Maybe I should invest some time into that myself.
Mm-hmm.
But
I can hook you up with
if
somebody.
Yeah, thank you, Alan. Is it Frub Guy?
Yes, it is actually Frub Guy. He broke up with
People
Rudy.
Keep trying to... You're making me laugh. Damn it.
I can't believe we made somebody laugh on our fucking comedy show. How dare us?
Yeah, how dare us. This isn't a comedy show. This is hardcore journalism.
That's true.
American journalism. And now this fucking fake-ass European journalism.
Fucking European journalism with their male handbags and
Italian
their
porn,
Euros
porn
and their
star,
crazy loafers.
James Bond masturbation fantasies. Ugh.
Ugh.
Anyway.
What does James Bond?
Jason Bourne.
What does James Bond's cum like? Taste like?
Probably caviar, or something fancy, or
probably caviar.
Gun smoke.
Probably tastes. It probably tastes like martinis, right? Oh, people drink his cum shaken, not stirred.
God damn it. So call in, do whatever you want. Get us the knowledge. Does Red Stripe beer taste like cum? We want valued beer experts. We want
cum experts.
Anybody and everybody. And we know cum experts, of course. Not Monty, because he's just going to say, I don't know.
You want me to do like a Monty, like what I think he'll say?
Yeah, what would Monty say in this?
He'll say, like, trying to catch that red stripe. Trying to catch that red stripe, though.
I hate him.
That's what he'll say.
He needs to be stopped. And let's get into the meat of things. We watch another episode of Lucha Underground. Do you think we should just start a Lucha Underground segment?
No, I don't know. I think I mean we could talk about it forever because there's a lot to dissect in that episode.
Oof, boy. Oh man.
So we met a new person today. What? A new wrestler, a new warrior in this temple.
A new warrior.
Superfly.
Superfly. He's an indie guy, or no? He's a real deal lucha guy.
He's from Mexico. Yeah, he's from a troop of flying men.
And he's not much of a. He's not a mainstay. I'm sure he'll return, But Superfly was pretty fucking on point this week. He was jumping around fighting King Cuerno, that horny man, literally. And leaping around, flying around. He had dragon support. Drago, sorry, my bad. He is a dragon, my bad. I feel
Drago was so right now. Drago was so horny.
He is pretty fucking horny.
He was just hanging in the
raptors.
I was
a little horny, like
too, though.
It was a good-ass match. Mm-hmm. Like a horny gargoyle.
Like a horny gargoyle.
We learned today that I think it was Vampiro is a huge, huge fan of the Disney Afternoon and really likes Keith David.
Goliath.
Who's another guy in that show? All I can think of is Keith David. Anyway,
that's pretty much it.
Keith David's pretty fucking good.
He's pretty good.
The fat gargoyle? The skinny gargoyle? I don't remember.
The gargoyle?
Puck was in it. The gargoyle. Gargal.
Galgun. Gary Gygax.
Yes,
Gary Gygax was in the
all
show.
Comes back to that. He was in Futurama. He could have been in it. We don't know.
He could have been. We don't know. He probably invented the word gargoyle anyway when he made Dungeons and Dragons.
That fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd. Go fuck a flump, you fucking nerd.
A flump?
Yeah, you know flumps? They're in the Monster Manual.
I don't respect the Monster Manual. I've kind of switched off. I'm not, I'm using the non-nerds Monster Manual.
I don't respect it either because the Lamias in the Monster Manual are half lion and not snake. Yeah. So what's the fucking
point?
That's
fucking bullshit.
It's bullshit. They're like centaurs with lions. I hate it.
I'm keeping to Pathfinder now.
Do Lamias exist in Pathfinder?
I'm sure there is, and I'm sure there... I don't know. Anyway, fuck off.
Fuck off, Dungeons and Dragons. Wizards of the Coast, come at me. Fix your Lamias.
Yeah, I'm going to push you into the coast. Send you off into the ocean. International waters, baby. Bow, pow, pow. Five shots. Anyway, speaking of murder, fucking Chavo and our boy Pentagon. Well, Pentagon had his promo, which I am now a lifelong Pentagon fan.
We learned about
his
past in Japan.
Yes. I thought it was touching and earnest back in the day when he said he was a... when he was wrestling just to get respect. I think there's something touching and beautiful that you made your career and life goal around wearing a stupid costume and all you want is some fucking respect.
That's kind of like you in a lot of ways, Russ. You sort of wear a costume of your own creation and you never get any respect.
Yeah, exactly. No,
your costume is your own affectations and content creating strategies.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. And I felt... connection with him, but I thought he was too much of a weeaboo fuck, but then I learned he's the real deal because he fought karate masters and snapped all their arms off.
Mm-hmm.
Like action figures.
Yes.
And I said, this guy's fucking legitimate. He's the opposite of me. I need to strive to be a Pentagon Jr. fan, so I feel within the immediate future... What?
You need to paint your face and get a cool shirt.
Yeah, I gotta get a fucking Pentagon Jr. shirt. I think I'm a fan for life.
He's pretty
good
now.
He's a fucking hero.
I don't know if I go that far.
That promo, he's a hero to me. He's a hero to weeaboo assholes like me. Showbiz weeaboo assholes.
That's fair.
Because he proved that you can get respect by beating the shit out of people.
He didn't really do anything this match. He just kind of circled the ring.
He was there for his boy Chavo. Me and Alan speculated that he was like, Chavo, can I be your retainer? like an ancient samurai and you be my shogun. And Chavo probably whipped him with his fucking crazy ass poncho.
He probably spun around his poncho like fucking Stevie Nicks.
Yeah. And then he said, of course, Pentagon Jr., you weeaboo fuck. And then he showed off his beach queens. And he was like, this one's Nozomi. She's my favorite.
She's got the biggest
boobs. And then she has the big bat, but she's also got a heart of gold. I'm Pentagon Jr. Hey, is Pentagon Jr. in the studio?
Oh, hey, who's this guy?
Hey, it's me, Pentagon Jr.
Hey, what's your favorite anime this season?
My favorite anime? I'd have to go Yuri Season 3.
I thought you were going to say Heavy Object.
Yeah. I haven't gotten a chance. I haven't been checking the torrents on that.
How do you feel about Charlotte?
I'm a baddie. Charlotte. How do I feel about Charlotte, huh? A little slow. A little slow on the uptake, but looks like I got to go to a wrestling match. See y'all later.
I want to hear your thoughts on Valkyrie Drive.
I guess he's gone now. Goodbye.
Oh, well.
Anyway, Chavo slammed Phoenix in the fucking ground, and Sexy Star had to kind of save face because Phoenix was showboating.
Yeah.
Trying to make himself make himself look like big shit. And Sexy Star had to cover for him on the cool points. So,
Next week.
My girlfriend, by the way. She's still my girlfriend. She's just been working really hard on the show.
Oh.
But I'm getting her on the show.
Okay, that's nice.
Far away, out-of-state girlfriend. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Russ, I need to talk. Are you being catfished by a wrestler?
No!
Are you being catfished by somebody pretending to be a wrestler?
No. I'm not going to show up to Lucha Underground and she's going to powerbomb me on stage in front of everybody.
No, I would love to be powerbombed by Sexy Star.
Well, that's you, Alan.
Yeah, that is me. I'd like anybody on that show to powerbomb me through a table.
Oh, man. Which of them do you think would be the cheapest to get?
Cheapest?
You think Big Rick would just do it?
No, it'd probably be, what's their face? Cortez and...
Cisco?
Cisco and Cortez would probably just show up and do it for him. Like, you pay Big Rick like $20 and they would just show up and do it.
Yeah. Do you think if they did it... If they slammed you through a table, Alan, do you get to keep... I think it's Cisco's... you get to keep Cisco's do-rag?
Probably. Maybe.
Man... You'd look so cool with that, dude. You should...
With a cool do-rag and, like, crazy long shorts and socks that are pulled up
Evil Kevin Smith.
Is Cisco wearing thigh highs? Have you thought about it?
Think about it.
Damn.
He and Pentagon Jr. must be planning something.
They must be.
Maybe they're going to use the ancient power of the ring.
He's like, Cisco, Cisco cosplay Chitoge. Whatever. Please.
Anyway... Speaking of things that we desperately wanted, this fucking final fight, it's the best that this whole crazy Puma Johnny Mundo friendship rivalry versus Big Rick match has been since the first fight, honestly. Like, it's really fucking good.
Yeah, crazy ladder match this week with $100,000 at stake.
On the line.
So many people got, like, slammed with ladders and... slammed into ladders and had ladders pulled out from underneath them and impaled on ladders.
There, we learn about Cortez's table, the new Chekhov's gun, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And just so many banana cakes things happened. It was almost like a Super Smash Bros. Fight in a wrestling form. It was
Prince Puma got wild. Slammed through a ladder that broke in half.
And
he might be dead now. I don't know.
He's probably dead. Or no, I don't know.
Johnny Mundo used his parkour at the end to secure the $100,000, which he so rightfully deserves, I think, because that was a hard-fought match. And then He deserved it in the first place.
Yeah, Dario Cueto.
Dario Cueto appeared and asked for the key to his fucking diary back from Johnny Mundo. And Johnny just, like, punched him out, and I think Dario might be dead now. I don't know who's running this
temple. What do you think he has written in that? Do you think he has Blue Demon Jr., Mil Muertes slash fic? Do you think that's what he's hiding?
I think he's hiding his slash fic in there.
He's hiding his slash fic. God damn it. And his ideas for cosplay.
Although that's... Pentagon Jr. has been trying to steal that diary for years now.
That's why he's hiding kendo sticks all over the place, is to create a situation of chaos. Kendo chaos.
Kendo chaos.
Where he can reclaim that diary.
And get he's really got unlimited kendo works.
I hate this. Speaking of something I hate, no, the opposite of
you hate unlimited blade works.
This transition sucks.
Hey Russ, why don't you fate stay in your lane? Yeah, well, how about that?
Fate stay in my lane. Speaking of fate, we've got our most popular segment on the show.
Oh man,
the Robin Minute. It's where we talk about our friend Robin for an entire minute about something or other. I don't know.
We'll see.
Alan, you ready? Are
yeah,
you
I'm
good
ready.
To go?
Yeah, I'm ready. Whenever you are.
Okay. Starting in 3, 2, 1, start.
Okay.
Welcome, everybody, to the Robin Minute. This is our most popular segment. It's where we talk about Robin for a minute. Do you think she'd make it in a wrestling league? She's pretty powerful.
I think so. I think she's got the temper.
She's got the temper, and she at the temple. Temper at the temple.
Temper at the temple. I think she could do it.
Oh, man. Robin. Oh, and her last name, which I can't repeat on the air, but would fit perfectly as a wrestling name.
It would work.
God damn it, Robin. Here, sign to the new Hogcast Speed Delivery Wrestling League, and we're going to offer you big bucks and then betray
we'll,
you. And then
we'll,
you
put,
with
we'll put some like Domino's coupons in a suitcase. In, like, my living room. I don't have. I mean, I can't fit a ladder here, but I can put
all
like, a
those
step stool.
Old... Like a Pizza Hut, all those Pizza Hut personal pizzas you got from reading over the summer.
My AR suitcase full of those.
Robin, sign with us and you'll get as many free personal Pizza Hut pan pizzas as you need. Oh, man. Oh, shoot. That's it. So in the Robin Minute this week, everybody, just a quick recap. We said we're going to slam her through a table. So, okay.
Damn, but she'll probably
damn,
get
what
pizza
a great...
Coupon.
That's pretty good. Some pizza coupons. I'll let her match over pizza coupons. Big Rick. What? Who do you think would fight the hardest for those? Big Rick?
Oh, do you think Big Rick's going like, to just come and join us? Do you think he really wants that pizza?
Cortez and Cisco. I've been promising them pizza, and it would save me a lot of money if I just got them.
You should just buy them like a fucking Little Caesars bands. $5 hot and ready. Just end
oh,
it.
Man. Speaking of pizza, Domino's goes. It's our pizza segment where we talk all things pizza pie, and occasionally the calzone or
the folded pizza,
whatever the other a fold over pizza, sometimes a pizza boat, like one of those twisted breads, you know what I mean?
Twisted breads, you mean pretzels?
Like no, it's like when they twist up a crust and then like I don't remember.
Stromboli? What are you talking about?
Is that a Stromboli?
No, Stromboli is kind of like a calzone, really.
Let me see if I type in pizza boat.
Pizza boat.
Ellen, start with your... Oh, look, that's... that. I don't know what I'm talking about here.
Pizza boat. So I had the...
Here.
What is it? Do you find it?
No, I didn't. I'll keep looking.
Okay. I had the DiGiorno's pizzeria pizza supreme style. Again, I've had that before. It's been a while since I've had one of those. But I tried it again, and it's still pretty good. Something that I noticed this time that I don't think I talked about... I can't remember if I reviewed this or... I know you did. One thing that I really like about the pizzeria style, besides the crust being, like, not bullshit, and, like, all the toppings feeling pretty good, and it just being pretty good in general, is that the onions on there, I think, are caramelized a little bit. Like, it kind of... they're a little bit like... maybe they're just, like, yellow onions, or slightly different than some of the onions that are normally on a Supreme pizza. But they're, like, a little bit sweet. It seems like maybe somebody, like, fried them in a pan before they froze them on this pizza. Which is a nice touch,
yeah,
I think.
Hand fried.
Yeah.
That's the one I haven't had of the pizzeria line.
Oh, you haven't had the Supreme? You just had like a Meat Lovers or what?
I've had the triple meat, the triple Italian meat, and then the chicken, spinach, something else.
I recommend the Supreme. The Supreme's pretty good.
I'll check it out. I'll check it out.
The vegetables are all pretty good. The crust is as good as always.
Really? The one that I had that one that was white sauce with chicken in it. It was spinach, and I just said that later. Tomato and stuff and onion.
See, the thing is, like, I don't...
The spinach was kind of, ugh.
Yeah, I don't think you should... If you're going to eat a frozen pizza, you probably shouldn't come with one with spinach on it, because that's best fresh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah, I don't ever buy... rarely buy frozen pizza with spinach on it for that reason.
Yeah, Domino's really brought it this week, speaking of spinach. Mm-hmm. And I ordered... I did there, you know... 2 for $12, 2 mediums for $12. It's a classic deal. It's an American deal.
True.
It's something we've grown to know and love. I forgot to buy food lube. I apologize as a journalist. I need to specify there. I was enjoying my 40 when I ordered this, so, you know, it didn't, yeah, that's the other thing. Can I talk about this Quillhead Talk Shop personally real quick?
Go ahead, go ahead.
Had my first Mickey's Sans, glass bottle. It was a real sad day for me.
Wait, wait, hold on. I've only ever had Mickey's out of plastic bottle because they don't sell them in glass bottles around here.
They switched to that about a couple months ago. Here?
Oh.
I mean, it might be a state-by-state thing, but they switched it, and it's...
The only thing I
it's
think
it's a little
can,
heartbreaking.
The only glass bottle 40s I've seen around here is, was it Cobra or something like that?
Ooh, Cobra.
Yeah. Usually I just go Steel Reserve, to be honest. Or occasionally Old English. Mickey's,
you know what we should do?
Mickey's, they don't sell the... They don't sell full 40s. They only sell 32 ounces of Mickey's. So I
I'm sure it's just because... Yeah. I'm sure it's because it's a... just because Mickey's is a pretty pretty large national brand that even if your store doesn't care, like doesn't have that, you know, your state doesn't enforce the glass bottle thing. No, you know, liquid container will be larger than 40 ounces can hold, can be made out of glass. Even then, they're probably going to ship it throughout the country just plastic exclusively. You know what I mean?
Because it's easier, because who cares?
Just, yeah, just cut glass out. And it was a real bummer. It was very sad. It was very sad for me. I enjoyed it still. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Have you ever fucked with Steel Reserve? Or do you, are you just...
I haven't fucked... I think I've only had Mickey's and I've only... I haven't even had Mickey's Ice yet. I don't even really know what
Mickey's Ice
is.
What the fuck is Mickey's Ice? I've never even seen that.
I think it might be like Keystone Ice. I don't know.
What's Keystone Ice exactly? Because I've always seen that but I never drank it.
It's like Keystone Light but with the alcohol percentage kind of cranked up 1 or 2%.
Oh,
it's like 5.9 versus...
I tell you what, the Steel Reserve is 8.1%. Pretty good.
Yeah,
it's a little,
I've
more hoppy, I think, than Mickey's is.
A little more flavorful.
A little bit, yeah. It's pretty good, but it's my go-to. It's been my go-to the last couple times. Old English is it's a little bit... I don't like it quite as much, but, I mean, with a 40, they all kind of taste the same, to be honest, so...
Uh-huh. What about, has anybody had Hurricane yet?
Oh, Slurricane, you mean? Yeah, I don't
know. Oh, sorry, Slurricane.
I tried to see where I could find it, but I can't get a hold of it. Now, when E40 comes out with his 40s, then I'm going to have to ship those in.
Isn't Hurricane the name of a 40?
It might be. Slurricane is the name of a different type of malt liquor.
Here's some inside baseball, guys. Me and Alan have been thinking about hitting up LA Nights, Hollywood Dreams, and...
For the Anime Expo next summer.
Yeah, for the Anime Expo, yeah. It's in the cards. We're not, you know, committing yet. No. However, I do kind of think that in my headspace, and I don't know if this is true or not, you know, you go to New York, you get the Brooklyn pizza, you go to Chicago, you get a Chicago dog. In L.A., I think, like, you're going to find any 40 you want at any convenience store. It's kind of like the 40
like
area of the world. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we ought to do that. That's what we ought to do. We ought to go to the Anime Expo, hang out with all of our friends that are going to be there.
All two of them, Jalapeno and Scrimp, are still down there.
Jalapeno and
Scrimp. Apparently they're going to be
my daughter Lenore will be
there.
They're
going to be
So she's not really my friend, but really just my daughter. But we'll meet her there, and then we'll go to the Lucha Underground match right afterwards. And we'll
Lenore's going there?
She's going to Anime Expo. You didn't know that?
She's going to America. America.
She's going to America. Yeah, Americar.
Wow.
Master.
Wow. Americar. We should buy 40s with her, and she's going to learn what it means to be a fucking American.
That's except for she's not old enough to buy them here, but.
Oh, it's called my ID.
Oh yeah, it's called any of our IDs. Yeah, that's true.
High five! Underage drinking.
We're old.
I can't. We can't enjoy that.
I'll get my. I'll lose the custody rights. I can't support this. At least custody rights.
Don't worry, I'm a terrible father. I can be Lenore's new dad if it needs to be.
Can you not?
I'm a terrible dad, so I can do all the sinning stuff.
That's true. I'm a mom. I can't condone
Lenore. This. Lenore, here's your new daddy.
This messes with the canon because she said she was our dad at some point. So this is some timeline incestuous stuff.
No,
like this.
Listen, it's a fucking Homestuck shit.
What?
I'm sorry, I took it there.
Hold on, wait. What?
I'm sorry, I took it there. It's Homestuck shit.
Is somebody their own parents in Homestuck?
They're all their own moms or dads or parents or something. It's weird.
It's basically the Robert Heinlein story, All You Zombies. I hate this.
Anyway, Domino's still makes pretty good pizza. I had pepperoni and spinach, and the spinach wasn't terrible. And then I had barbecue. I love spinach. I think spinach is probably my favorite.
Spinach is good
green.
On a pizza. Spinach is the best green there is.
I like kale too.
Mm.
But I think spinach is still the king. You don't like a leafy, crunchy kale?
I never had kale. I just know it's something people eat. It's like quinoa.
It's good. Yo, check it out. I don't like quinoa very much, but that's just because I don't like that kind of grainy stickiness on your
teeth.
It's like rice
grains.
If it was just the... Yeah, you know me. I hate the ancients. I hate ancients. I like progress. Mm-hmm. What's more progressive than pizza?
Heard,
boom, bada bang.
I heard in the English dub of Love Live, it's going to be Hanaya quinoa time.
I didn't know Whole Foods was supporting the Love Live movie.
Yeah, Hanaya's is going to be
Foods,
like... there's also the... And you know that one doujin where Nico becomes a butcher? She just works at Whole Foods in the translated version of that. They're going to start selling it here.
Who drinks juice on the Love Live cast all the time? I just dropped that.
Wait, what did you say?
Who drinks juice a lot? Who drinks juice a lot? I remember there's a character that drinks juice.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, they're just sitting around at one of their meetings, and they're all drinking palm juice. And, I don't know. Eating a lot of fucking Trader Joe's. Yeah, Luna bars.
Fucking Luna bars.
They eat a lot of Luna bars. Fucking Luna bars. So, yeah. Domino's still makes quality products. Check them out.
Russ, I've got a hot new viral story for you.
Ooh, is it another fucking Pizza Rat character?
It's a type of thing. Move over, Pizza Rat. Meet Pizza Raccoon.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Some friends walking through Central Park this week spotted the Pizza Raccoon grabbing a piece of pizza from a trash can and eating it in a tree. So,
damn.
It's a big...
Now this
like
I can get behind.
A pepperoni New York slice, and the raccoon's just sitting on a tree branch and eating with little tiny raccoon hands. So there you go.
God damn.
When do you think
Man
this
alive.
Is going to Why are all these animals eating all our pizza?
Probably our end is nigh.
Probably. I think this is one of the signs of the apocalypse.
And they're trying to enjoy what we humans have created before we wipe ourselves and this planet out.
Trying to learn the secrets of our pizza while they can. So this
technology
won't be lost.
Oh, yeah, of course,
lost.
Because... Yeah. Fuck, that's... Hey, good on them. Animals have a head on their shoulders, unlike... I hate to get a little preachy, but have you heard of a little thing called nuclear armament?
Speak on that, Russ.
I learned about it in the documentary called Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain.
Can you tell me about deterrence?
I'm talking about deterrence. And these nukes... We should be fighting wars with pizza, not nukes. That's
well, you know what I've always said? The chains of pizza will bind us all.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Pizza Raccoon. It's like, do you think he might have a chance of overtaking Rocket Raccoon as America's favorite raccoon? Or
maybe.
Swimp? Swimp.
Who?
Remember Swimp?
No.
Shout out to Weird Twitter 2012.
What?
Anyway... Listen, my references aren't that obscure. People think I make obscure references or something, but Swimp is like a fucking classic. People love Swimp.
No, I don't know who Swimp was, and I was on Weird Twitter.
Anyway, let's keep moving on.
Okay. Here's
pizza
something.
Tops out addictive food list.
Yes.
Jeez, to blame.
So a study published in the U.S. National Library of Medicine examines why certain foods are more addictive than others. Pizza, unsurprisingly, came out on top of the addictive food list. Besides being popular amongst for everybody from children to adults, there's a scientific reason why we love it, and it has to do with cheese.
Ooh.
Cheese happens to be especially addictive because of an active ingredient called casein, a protein found in all milk products. During digestion, casein release opiates called caseomorphins. They play with the dopamine receptors that trigger an addictive element. So there you have it. So that's why it's addictive. When you eat cheese, it releases dopamine. And because of the breaks down the
I don't like cheese out of a melted pizza context.
Well, see, I don't eat cheese by itself. Like, when I went to go visit Washington, they gave me, like, a fucking cheese wheel or some bullshit. Like, they gave me, because, like, you guys are, like, big on dairy or some shit. And they gave me some cheese, but
I'm big on derriere. Wink.
Wink. Big on ass. They gave me a
big on ass.
They gave me a bag with a separate ass in it, and they told me to eat it.
So you were like, okay.
And then
you know,
I wrapped it up in foil and I sent it to Robbie. I wrapped it up in like a foil
straw. You enjoyed it.
Like, you know, whenever you get, like, take it from a fancy restaurant and you can't finish your food.
Alan, we should move into a New York apartment together.
We should.
And try to follow our Broadway musical dreams. And for one of the wacky episodes, you buy me a cake that's shaped like an ass. And then Ravi eats it while we're having small talk at my awkward parrot with my awkward
We should actually buy a cake shaped like an ass when we go to L.A. Because
I was listening to a podcast the other day where this is a podcast where we talk about other podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about, do you remember that one game, Dante's Inferno?
Yes, I do. The one that was visceral.
It was the most fucking visceral game ever. One of their promotion tactics was that they sent a cake that was shaped like a human leg and had the same kind of density and like And they said it was a delicious cake, but I'm just wondering why that hasn't been emulated and used in everyday life.
So why can't I get making a, more? Why can't I get a cake shaped like an entire human being and then eat that?
for cake.
For cake.
I bet people would pay a lot of money for that. I bet I it's can't a, get a shape. Anyway, that's a
cake brand. Shaped like an ass and then just eat that.
I have a shout out to LC. Would you eat a? Okay, that's our other action item this week. Does Red Stripe beer taste like cum, and would you eat a human-shaped cake from start to finish? I think my friend LC would. Just shouting out to LC, my boy.
He would definitely eat a
you
cake.
You want to drop this last one?
Cake. Yeah. Anyway, oh yeah, my last story. FBI and police raid Dojo Pizza in South St. Louis. So Dojo Pizza is run out of a church, by the way. Or what used to be a church, and it is a karate dojo and pizza delivery. It's a pizzeria and karate dojo. Let's see. And a witness told Fox 2 that they saw several agencies, including local police, FBI, Homeland Security, and animal control on the scene, and were carrying several items from the building. They came in, they took all the boards down, walked in, they had boxes of evidence, and they walked out with these really big, heavy boxes. There was also animal control and some sort of cage involved. The owner of Dojo Pizza said there's no human trafficking and no sex trafficking of children. I've not been charged with anything along those lines, even though that was what was rumored. So something weird is going down at Dojo Pizza, and I don't know what it is. Apparently, they normally sell pizza. Police take self-defense classes there, and kids play basketball, and they offer karate classes. The building has been condemned now. What is going on at Dojo Pizza?
What's happening in just pizzerias in general? There's a lot of crime. Like, they're preying on humans' natural tendency to feel empathy and joy surrounding pizza places. Nobody wants to see pizza places get harmed, and so people exploit that kind of subconscious feeling.
I mean, last week we had the coke ring that was tied to the pizza thing. And now we've got a possible human trafficking ring.
People are using pizza for evil.
And at the very least, you've got something that you've got a karate dojo. Which I guess isn't illegal, but why?
Well, I don't know. I played enough Street Fighter and enough like DOA to know that usually dojos have some sort of connection to it. I've stared at enough of Kasumi's ass to know that on all these dojos that are running, you know, regional tournaments, from the top there's an evil organization that's trying to create the ultimate fighter by stealing others' techniques. I'm just saying.
You've been meaning to say dojin. This entire time. You've read a lot of DOA dojins.
Yes, thank you. Ayami. Is it Ayami? Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm forgetting my girls.
What are you saying?
Whatever, I can't remember.
God damn you and your horny DOA games, Russ.
Don't stop attacking me. And he is Ayami. No, it's not.
Who's this Kasumi person you love so much? She had, like, blue hair or something.
Kasumi's
shit?
The main girl. Oh, I'm thinking of Ayane. Ayame was her mother.
What's the one they all go play volleyball? Isn't that, like, a horny game they do?
It's DOA Extreme Volleyball. Or DOA Extreme.
Isn't there one where you just, like, you don't date them or something?
No, you don't date them. You make them play volleyball with each
isn't
other.
Isn't there, like, one where you, like, touch the boobs?
Everybody's having fucking good time. Shut
like
up.
That?
Shut up!
Isn't that a DOA game, Russ? Is that what you're playing?
Yes, it is. And it's canon. And you can shut the fuck up.
Will you go and touch their boobs?
Don't make me use my Joker voice. Shut the fuck up.
Your Joker
shut
voice
up.
Is so... Hold on. I'm going to have to call in the cavalry here.
Don't stop this.
Oh, hey, it's me, Froob Guy, again.
Oh, Froob Guy, you Frubgay, I'm sorry.
You called me...
That's uncalled for.
You called him Frubgay.
Alan, you've been Frubgay all along.
I can't believe you figured it out. Why am I even doing this voice anymore? This is my natural voice, actually.
Was I thinking of Marvin the Martian earlier?
Well, hey, dum-dum. Oh, wait, that's the Great
Heavens
Gazoo.
Heavens to Murgatroy.
Heavens to Murgatroy, Snagglepuss. What are you doing?
Oh my god, what if Marvin the Martian fucked the Great Gazoo and out came Frubgay?
What if Marvin the Martian and the Great Gazoo fucked moms on Mars?
Mars on moms, the ancient Roman god of war. We are so tongue-tied and mealy-mouthed, man. You're the worst. Why? I don't think we're very good broadcasters. I think we're great journalists, but we're not great broadcasters.
I don't know about that. I've got a good broadcast voice when I'm using my fruit guy voice.
That's true. It is. It's pretty sultry. I'd say it's more R&B.
I've got an album coming out soon.
Yeah. Speaking of R&B, we've got some sweet rapping beats with our
It's
boy
called
Sonic
Fruit Messiah.
Fruit Messiah.
My favorite track is really Froob.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say it was Yogurt Daddy.
Yogurt Daddy's pretty good.
Sugar-free Yogurt Daddy. It's under 100 calories for a package of yogurt. Anyway. Man, this
God
is stupid.
Damn it, Oikos.
Sonic News, Views, Reviews, and Tudes. Sega apologizes for naming Sonic Runner's character named Boob.
Yes. So, in the current Halloween special stage event, the character Boo has been incorrectly named Boob, reason notification for the free-to-play auto-run platformer. We are currently working on a fix for this error and hope to have one implemented shortly. The Sonic Runners team apologizes for any inconvenience caused and hopes to see you again in the world of Sonic Runners. So they just accidentally named a character Boob instead of Boo.
Don't we all, though?
Don't we all? The inconvenience was that I was playing this game and I got a boner and wrecked my car. I shouldn't be playing it when I'm driving my car.
Why were you driving it?
I play Sonic Runners when I'm driving my car because it wants me to drive faster. Makes me drive faster.
I think it's much like DOA Extreme Volleyball. People don't like Sonic as much anymore because it got horny. Whereas horny people like me, horny perverts like me, are still in sync and in tune with this great franchise. And I think maybe it could get more mainstream if they ratcheted the horniness back. What do you think, Alan?
Maybe. Maybe they should just dial the horniness up.
Think of the most popular games. Halo. Master Chief is about as sexless as it gets. His only girlfriend
is a robot.
Okay,
hold on a second. He wants to fuck Cortana really bad.
Yeah, but it's a robot.
But he's a robot too.
No, he's a man.
He's a man in a robot suit. He's basically a robot.
He's not a robot.
He doesn't talk or anything. He's more or less a robot. And he wants to fuck that hologram lady so much.
Here, I feel obligated to make a single cuck joke. And Halo's coming out, so this is going to improve our SEO because I'm going to tag it. Halo. Even though we're going to just talk about it for 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
When Gravemind took over Cortana, was that whole game you being cucked by them?
Yes, that was exactly what that was. Gravemind was cucking you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that was supposed to, you know, when you'd slow down and, like, people would get frustrated that you were so slow and it was really annoying. That was to emphasize how angry and annoyed.
Well, that was the best way in the gameplay to emulate cum denial. So,
cum denial, yeah, of course.
So there you go.
Anyway, so
there's also the Dojin where the Arbiter pegs Master Chief with the energy sword.
That's pretty good, energy dildo. Sonic Stadium turns 15. Shout out to the Sonic Stadium, my sister's old hotspot. I think my sister's boyfriend is still sort of active on it.
Do you know what his name is? What his name on the forums are? Because
I think it might be Wolf Blur.
I can't see him on here. No, wait, I've got... no, there's a bunch of other weird names on here, but Sonic Stadium, 15 years old. Damn, goddamn.
Bringing us great content where others were too afraid to go.
Nobody before and nobody since, besides our podcast, has been so dedicated to providing Sonic-themed content on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sonic, God bless you. God bless this mess. Shoot.
Damn. On a sadder note.
I mean, to show you where their 15 years of hard work covering Sonic and treating him like the hero he is, and this is what Sega's done to him. Sonic Boom Episode 32, Mayor Knuckles. It's probably the best episode of Sonic.
I disagree entirely.
What else have we had that's really been worth?
I think this was pretty much middle of the road, except for one goof that was kind of funny, but it didn't like make me laugh any more than Bonsai Buddy does.
It made me think, whereas the other Sonic Booms made me turn my brain off. This one made me go.
It made you laugh and then made you think.
I wouldn't say it made me laugh that much, and it didn't make me think a whole lot. But it made me think for half a minute, like, who is this somebody's Parks and Rec spec script that they forced into a children's cartoon? Like, it's a lot of jokes about wordplay, the lowest form of wit. A lot of jokes about public government.
It's basically a Parks and Rec spec script.
Yeah, it's somebody shoving jokes
into... There was like an Obamacare joke in there at one point.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's... I won't say any of it was good or particularly funny.
Styx was, like, weirdly objectivist.
Yes.
She went full Ayn Rand.
It was really some weird Ayn Randian fantasy in this. A lot of libertarian, like, do whatever you want kind of shit. Small government. Knuckles just approved whatever. But then at the end, he became... I don't know. Maybe it was showing how kind of... Maybe it's... I don't know. See, there's a little bit of meat on the bones of this episode, which I can't say for any of the others.
Knuckles said the word meme.
Yes. And at one point, Eggman called Knuckles Nupples.
Nurples. Kind of sounds like he called him Nurples.
Nurples. Maybe, yeah.
We laughed.
And that was a little funny. I was like, yeah, this guy said... This guy kind of sound, you know, modern Eggman, not our beloved childhood Eggman, but the VA, the voice actor, said Nupples, and he sounded enough like Eggman to think, like, Nupples.
He's like, so, yeah, Nurples. And that was like, ugh.
So,
yeah.
I can't say I didn't hate my time, but I was in a state of bafflement and confusion, which I think shows that there's a level more of complexity to this episode than most Sonic.
I disliked it. I thought it was just about as bad as the other ones. I mean, there's one brief shine spot of him saying Knuckles.
I don't think it was good, but there was a moment there where I was like, man, there's somebody cares somewhere out there, or somebody, doesn't. But he didn't care, because it's literally
he was just recycling
his
fucking packet. Like, it...
It was pretty hacky.
It was bad. It was like Mad TV level, like it's always been.
Yeah, okay. How about this? I found it amazing some poor wretch working in the slums of show business forced his bad material, his stand-up, I guess. I don't know. His Parks and Rec spec script onto the show, and you know what? It happened.
Let's go find this guy in L.A. and meet him and see what he's doing with his life.
God, we're promising a lot on our L.A. trip. We're mostly probably going to sit in a hotel room and cry.
Mm-hmm. Probably, actually.
Just at the sight of being in the most... I'm going to say this now. L.A./Hollywood, the most beautiful place on Earth.
Those Hollywood Hills.
I can't think of most Hollywood Hills, Hollywood Days, Hollywood Nights, Hollywood Heat. Oh, it's going to be so sexy.
Oh, man, we're just going to be huffing that NB jazz.
We're not going to... We live in the... Well, I don't know. I live in flyover country. Alan, do you live in flyover country?
I'm kind of in the flyover part of a state, but I'm at least on the coast. Like, I'm in a coastal state. Well, you are too, yeah, but same. You're in the middle. You're kind of... Yeah.
But I think out here, we got to beg for people to ask if it tastes like cum. Out there, they'll give you a snap second answer. Like, they know shit down there. You know what I mean? Yeah, they know shit.
Yeah, they know their stuff.
Yeah. Unlike us, we're fucking rubes out here. We're just trying to feel our way around like children while they're... Damn.
Let's go.
LA's going to be huge.
We got to do this.
We're making this happen. We're going to make this happen.
We've already made a lot of promises on the show that we're going to buy those sweaters, that we're going to get that giant 20-foot long Mia body pillow. Now we're going to promise that we're going to...
I still haven't eaten a pizza with chili on it yet.
We still haven't done that. We might have to do that for our one-year anniversary.
That's true.
The one-year anniversary is the chili anniversary.
The chili anniversary, of course. And then the next one is we're going to fill a balloon full of chili and then chug it through that.
Like, why would you put it in a balloon? Wouldn't it make more sense to put it in like a beer bong?
Maybe a condom. A non-lubed condom. Maybe a lube condom. I don't know if you like that stuff.
I've got a lot of questions here, Russ. About what you
which
think,
is the funniest.
What you think... Well, okay, what do you think people do with balloons? Do you think they chug liquid through balloons? And also, do you think people chug
liquid
through
balloons? Well, no, I
thought
it'd be funny because it kind of looked like a boobie.
Oh, okay.
Like a chili boobie.
No, like people do... If they do anything with balloons, they like huff gas.
Chili boobie.
Chili boobie.
That's the name, that's what we call our fans is chili boobies.
Okay, now what if this?
Shout out to our chili boobies.
Now what if we got like a sex doll that kind of looks like Mia and we filled and we replaced her boobs with balloons that were filled with chili.
Hot water bottles to make her feel warm like she's our real girlfriend.
No, that's with the skeleton. That's what we do with the skeleton that we fill with hot water bottles to make it feel like a warm body. No, we fill the boobs
I'm
with
not
chili.
An Undertale fucker.
We fill the boobs with chili, and then we poke holes in them so that they can mimic nipples, and we can suck chili out of her nipples.
God, that sounds good.
It does sound good. Now you have to make a pretty big hole because it's going to be chunky chili. But
can we put like in one of them? We'll put like stewed jambalaya, kumbaya, sorry, right? Red beans and rice, and then we can put in the other one, chili.
That sounds
just to get a spread so we can...
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Damn.
Well, anyway, that's it.
So now we're going to have to
do a real quick two of the week.
So now we're going to have to go suck chili out of a balloon.
How much do you think that's going to cost? I mean, I'm constantly shocked at how expensive fucking Tenga eggs are. How much is a whole giant ass
Are you in the market for Tenga eggs recently, Russ? Is that what you're spending your money on?
Until I got that sticker shock.
Did you get the sticker shock for fucking, the
time? Yeah. I bought a fucking board game.
Well, see, Russ,
to remind
Russ,
myself I'm lonely.
Russ tried to cheap out and just fuck normal eggs, but that didn't work too well. Mm-hmm. Because then he was just mashing eggs on his dick, and then that's just a
God
big mess.
Damn it. God damn it. Okay.
You could actually probably fuck a hard-boiled egg, though.
There was that thing on No Such Thing as a Fish where fucking... What is it called again? What's it called again? They learned how to
unboil an egg.
Unboil an egg or unboil, like, a yolk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's soft boiling, but, like, unboil stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we do that?
Oh, you know what you could...
Can we just do that? That sounds like a fun science
project. Like a fun science project. But could you boil an egg, use it to masturbate with, then unboil it, and then close the egg back up? So that way it's a raw egg, and then your cum will fertilize the egg, and you'll have a human chicken,
yes.
Man.
Oh yeah, and that's the origin of Eggman.
That's Eggman origin.
Eggman origins.
That's what happened in Sonic Dreams Collection.
Fuck. Anyway, toot of the week. We gotta get this toot of the week down.
Yeah. Okay.
God damn it.
So here we go. The toot of the week this week is Violence the Jackalope. Can you tell me what Violence the Jackalope looks like?
I think isn't the mayor of the Sonic Boomtown a jackalope?
I think we decided that he was just a mouse that had like moose antlers on his hat.
Maybe. Is he King Cuerno of that world?
He might be.
He runs by instinct and fucks by instinct.
Yeah. So anyway, tell me what he looks like in your mind's eye.
Oh boy. Like all these stupid characters, they have a jacket with pockets.
Not in this case.
Kind of jean. Oh shoot! Does he have a tank top on?
No.
Do they have a gun?
No. He's got a different kind of weapon.
Well, besides jackalope stuff, that's all I can think of.
Okay, click the link and here we go. He is blue. He's got sort of horns. He's got like a bandana and bandages on his arms and legs. He has combat boots and a jackknife, because that's his favorite weapon. Violence the Jackalope, nickname Jackknife, age thousands of years old, but he's 14 years old. Birthday, the apocalypse. Birthplace, wasteland? ?
Oh, he's a post-apocalyptic motherfucker.
Yeah. Quotes: my name is Jack, like my knife. Likes knives. Jackknives and jackknives and specifically stabbing people, being strong, beating people up, being scary, cigarettes, protecting girls. Dislikes:
fuck, that's so cool.
Losing, getting shot, weakness, Captain Harlem the Stallion, candy. Skills and powers: super regeneration.
Stallion?
Yeah, I guess it's probably Sylvester Stallone. Power, super regeneration, knife skills, the strength of 40 men, the eyes of a tiger.
Let's see.
Oh shit! It is the. Rocky Cannon.
Basically, he was born on the apocalypse. He was sent back in time to save the world, but he decided he doesn't like the world and wants it to end. There's a prophecy that he'll either stop the apocalypse or cause it, but no one really knows what he'll do. He is really tall compared to other people on Mobius. He's even taller than Knuckles. He has to be the strongest so that he can stop or cause the apocalypse, but he isn't sure which one he's going to do. Let's see. He travels alone because he thinks other people will just slow him down. He's never lost because he has a strength of 50 men, which is funny because it said 40 earlier. He hates Captain Star. His enemy is Captain Harlem the Stallion because he also comes from the future, and the prophecy might be about him, but they don't know, and he doesn't know if he wants to cause or stop the apocalypse. He doesn't like planes.
He doesn't know, and they don't know.
Nobody knows anything.
Somebody knows, but
he doesn't like planes because Harlem flies planes. He's fought Harlem many times, but he's never won or lost because they're both so strong. He likes violence and knives. He's serious and grim and does not like jokes. He beats people up all the time because he needs to be the strongest. He even fought Shadow once. He gets really angry when someone beats him up, which makes him stronger so he can win the fight. If he gets to full power, he activates violence mode and he turns red and gets way bigger. He's faster and stronger, but not as smart or himself, and he will do things that he wouldn't normally. His teeth also get sharp and his hair gets long. His knife transforms into two knives. Which he uses to cut his
enemies.
Listen,
sometimes you need two knives. Sometimes you need fucking two knives. Personally,
okay,
I prefer one knife.
Here's my problem.
Sometimes people need...
Strengths. He has the strength of 60 men. It started with 40, then 50, and 60. In the time that I've read this, he's increased his strength already. I don't know what's going on. He's really good at using a knife. His weaknesses? Bullets. A lot of them. Women. He tries to be a tough guy, but sometimes he's a nice guy. Bombs. Those are his weaknesses. And then I got some stats here that nobody really cares about. These are like his D&D character sheet. Trivia. This is my first created character after Captain Harlem the Stallion. Bio to come, but I'm not finished writing. He might cause the apocalypse or stop it. He's not sure. He travels all the time. And then 2 days ago by Harlem Stallion 222. This is my first character, so any constructive criticism would be appreciated. Maybe
he looks like an affable guy in his avatar. He looks like a nice guy
sitting on his couch. I'm going to leave a comment and say I really like it.
Yeah. I like this character. I think he's smart.
I want to know more about him. He seems cool. I like this character a lot.
I want to know if he would kill somebody. Or if he'd be afraid to.
I want to know why his weakness is women. And bullets. A lot of them.
Well, in a lot of ways, aren't a lot of people's weaknesses are women. So I can relate with that. Man,
do you think
so
he would
cool.
suck chili out of a boob?
That's the dream. That's the hope.
Okay, well, upload the page again and look what the comment I posted.
Let's check this out. Let's see this. Cool character.
Bye.
Nikomaki Lover 69. This is a cool character.
It is
and
a cool character.
You know
character.
What? He deserves it.
I think he does deserve it.
I feel
it.
Like as journalists, which we've said many times for journalists, I'm working on a degree towards that, multimedia journalist. I don't know if it's good to, you know, mess with a subject of your reporting, but you know what? Worth it.
Listen, I don't think there's any conflict of interest here.
You know what? The only thing I have is interest because it's such a fucking cool character.
I'm really interested in this.
Have you ever thought about a knife that turned into two knives? Do you think they're two smaller knives or that it literally just splits?
I really want to know if these are two bigger knives. Does the knife split in half? How does it work?
Yeah, is it like a butterfly knife that he unfolds and then it's like two knives? I don't know.
Do you think it's like a double-ended knife?
But it's a jackknife.
It's a jackknife.
Yeah, it's like a jackknife knife.
Why does it only happen when he gets angry?
Yeah.
Do you think it's kind of like...
Maybe it's like a bioorganic knife, like Existenz.
Do you think it's like some sort of like Kill la Kill thing where his knife gets like into like decapitation mode or something? Like it's
bigger?
Yeah,
that would be cool.
That would be cool.
Shit. But I kind of like my...
Your bio knife.
Bioorganic knife. What if it's like a dick?
What if his dick turns into a knife and he rips it off and uses it to fight with?
Now I'm coming up ideas for my own Sonic OC, Madness the Hedgehog.
Madness.
And he has a bioorganic dick knife that when he gets angry and horny, it gets hard and kills people.
Mm. It's kind of like your dick in that it gets hard when you get angry, but you only
use it
to
jerk off.
Well,
it's a robot arm, so I mean, that's a little unfair. It's a robot arm.
I mean, it's hard most of the time. Yeah, I suppose you're right.
When I come, I go, rocket punch!
I thought you shot Hydara, and then it shoots off in the hand of Jehudi, whatever, grabs somebody.
If I ever did come, but it's a robot arm.
That's too bad. You can use the stun attachment to shoot lightning up.
That's pretty good.
It's kind of like come.
Speaking of questions, we had questions for Violence, and you had questions for us, the audience. Yeah. So let's ask away. Let's get some questions down. First things first. Already referenced them on the show. Ryan at Demifiend _ asks, why do you guys love cum so much? Because it's fun. It's like
Almost rhymes with fun.
Of all the kind of... Yeah, exactly. Of all the things that we project from our body, I think it's the most fun one.
It's pretty fun.
Because tears are sad.
Yeah, those are cool. Those are okay, though. Piss,
tears
I hate.
Tears are sad. And when...
Piss, yeah. I hate. Yeah. Breast milk, I hate. But,
yeah. Yes. And when you're sweating, you're either nervous or you're tired.
Mm-hmm.
And or it's hot out and you're uncomfortable.
It's not good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sweat's bad. Blood.
It's not.
Well.
It's not. Yeah. And, I mean, it's good for your body to regulate and, like...
Your prostate.
Get rid of that. When ladies, you know... You know, when ladies have their period that time of the month... My mom won't explain it to it for me, but I know that you, you know... Women... What's a good way to put this without sounding like a creep?
Well, I don't know, Russ, because I'm not sure exactly what you're about to say here.
When women have to discharge feminine fluids.
Okay.
You know, discharge feminine fluids.
Okay.
I'm going to repeat this, Alan. Discharge
feminine fluids. Okay.
A bulk.
Are you saying that that's cum?
No, cum is better than that, because that stuff, usually women are not enjoying themselves when they're on their period.
That's super true, yeah.
So, out of everything we protrude from our body, the most fun one is cum.
Okay, so, I guess I can agree with your thesis. You got to that point.
My feces. That's another enough.
No, not your feces. You got to that in a very roundabout way that involves a strange detour into talking about menstrual cycles, but okay.
Hey, listen, I'll be your roundabout, baby.
Damn.
I scream and shout and shout. I'll spend my days away. Da, 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 da. Anyway,
I hate this.
Shout out to Yes.
Roundabout. Okay.
That's the most fun liquid. That's on our t-shirts. Yeah.
At Jarguy on Twitter said, thoughts on the Sonic... he sent us a picture. It's... you want to pull up that picture, Russ? I don't have it here in the...
At Jarguy said, thoughts on the Sonic... Oh, wait, that's...
Yeah, that's what I just
thoughts
read.
On this, and it's a picture... Yeah, it's a picture of...
Hedgehogs.
Apparently, hedgehogs' dicks are on kind of the center of their belly.
And then it's a picture of Sonic, so pointing where his dick should be. According to that.
Which,
I disagree with.
Maybe he's circumcised.
So, hold on.
Sonic,
do you think that
means... Sonic would be circumcised?
Do you think that's why he has any belly button and not an outie belly button? Because he's circumcised?
No, I'm just joshing. I think you're right, but
that is.
I was just making a goof.
Okay, here's the here's
Alan.
The
sometimes I'm a journalist and I only project truth. However, sometimes I like to make a little goof and a spoof occasionally.
Mm. What I really think this needs to talk about is: do you think that any belly buttons and outie belly buttons are kind of like circumcised and uncircumcised dicks?
No.
Oh, I think they are. What I'm saying is, I think if you have an outie belly button and you don't clean it, you're gonna get some belly button smegma, and you better watch out.
That's well, I mean, I haven't any belly button, and I still get some belly button smegma, so I don't know.
Okay, I've got an innie belly button too, but I keep it clean.
My body's like a
temple devoted to wrestling.
Yeah. So this temple. What's the next question?
Oh, Robin.
Yeah, Robin, owner of the Robin Minute, her own segment. Technically, I think she would have the right to tell us what to talk about the segments, but she doesn't. I don't think she listens to this podcast.
No.
So she'll probably never know when or how to send this to us or know about this specifically. Mark, don't tell her. I guess she's asking why isn't the Robin Minute longer, because it's a fucking minute.
Yeah, that's
our
that's
most
not
popular
how time
segment
because
it's short and sweet. You get in and you get out, and it's good. People like it. Do we need to go back to the cum argument? It's
It's fun. Good and people like it. It's the best thing that comes out of our show, kind of like cum is the best thing that comes out of your body. Think about
yes,
it.
Yes, thank you. If this is the closest me and Ellen have been to friends in a long time.
Well, let's cross that
bridge
when
we get to it. We're in sync, more so than usual. So I don't know. I mean, maybe one episode we'll have an episode where, you know what, Robin? If you ever come on the podcast, we'll have the Robin Hour. How about that?
How about How about
times 60?
We'll have an episode where Robin's here, and we'll have 1 minute where she just doesn't say anything at all. If we just talk about other stuff. Think about
that. Yeah, then we'll have the everything else minute.
Yeah, we'll just talk about everything
else.
How about
we have the Ravi minute on that one?
We'll have the Ravi minute on that one.
What about the Ravi? Yeah.
That sounds good. Let's do
that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And our final question that's going to lead us out of this fine program this evening. DJ Orta, an old friend of the show, a JPEGger, and now of Chili Boober, the name of our Chili Boobs, Chili Boober or whatever you want to be. It's the name of our fan base now, Chili Boobs.
Chili Boobers.
Chili Boobers. he asks, why, with a question mark, not the letter, the word. Why, Alan?
I don't know, Ross, why?
Oh, probably for web content.
Web content. It's about the content, baby. It's about that building that SEO. It's about getting that brand.
It's about building that fucking brand, that fucking SEO. And we're never going to stop. This podcast is going to keep going until I'm in a shallow grave with my mom standing around going, what a disappointment. And fucking, that's what's going to happen.
I'm going to be sucking chili from a boob above your casket.
I love that's the first good idea I've ever had on the show.
Is suck chili out of
fucking
a boob.
Chili boob.
Chili boob.
God, chili boob.
Now, hold on. Let's go back and let's get the creator of Monster Musume to change the farm chapter to where it's all about, instead of breast milk, it's about chili coming out of boobs. I can get down with it then. That's the only thing I can get down with lactation.
It's funny that you're more comfortable with boob chili than boob milk.
Boob milk reminds me too much of piss. Although I suppose boob chili reminds me too much of scat.
But no, because scat's not tasty. I don't know. I can't.
You're right. Chili's good. Chili's good. Everybody loves
chili.
Chili
does taste good.
Yeah.
Chili's good. And you know what's always fun? You get a can of chili and you get some Velveeta cheese, put it in a slow cooker, and you have a dip for game day.
That's a little bit weird, but okay.
They talked about Giant Bomb once, and I did it, and it was actually pretty good.
I put melted nacho cheese and dipped Oreos in it, but that was pretty good, too.
That was pretty good, too. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, yeah, that was Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, at HogcastSD.
I'm Piss Goblin on Twitter.
I'm at Action Allen on Twitter.
Check out my public access show, the Public Access Archival Project. Put your eyeballs on it, and then put your mom or dad's eyeballs on it. Probably don't put their eyes on this, or their ears, I guess.
Put just your mouth on the exists, chili boob but... this content.
And share this with your friends. We don't get enough shares. Share it with anybody or everybody if you're a big fan of the show.
Share it with your mom.
Share it with your dad.
Share with your dads would probably like the show more than moms. I don't know, but I'm a mom.
I take back what I said literally 30 seconds ago. Share it with your dad or your mom. They're going to think it's funny.
Yeah, don't share your public access thing because they might not like that, but they'll like this. This seems more family-friendly. They'll probably like yours because yours is not disgusting and doesn't talk about chili boobs all the time. But.
Yeah. Which is kind of a shame in a lot of ways.
You actually need to push. You need to push for chili boobs on the TV show. Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do that. Subscribe on iTunes. Leave a review. I don't think anybody ever has, and we don't really push it very hard or incentivize it.
Like four or five people have. One of them's Ravi.
Thank you, Ravi.
Thank you, Ravi.
Ravi's
been. Oh, Ravi texted me. He said, "Hey, I heard about this chili boob thing. Don't ask me how, but can we eat chili out of ass?" And I don't think so, Ravi.
I don't think so.
I don't think you can eat chili out of an ass.
What if there was a. That actually would be pretty funny if there was a gaping butthole bowl. The butthole bowl. We could kickstart this. And you put chili in there and then chips around it. That would be fun.
That would be good. I think we should do that. You're having a lot of good ideas today, Russ. This is surprising. They're all related to eating chili out of different body parts.
Well, anyway. And That's about it.
Yeah, rate, subscribe, iTunes, Stitcher, whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, live and learn.
Live and learn.